Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Poetry as a Thought, hosted by the lovely, the angelic poet. Sit back, relax, enjoy. Feel it. Feels good. Gracefully yours. Oh yeah. Coming to an end near you.
Become one with this poetic family as we enjoy each other's company. A mixture of R&B and spoken word with the angelic poetess. So guess what? It's time for you to step up and be heard only with the angelic poetess. So guess what? Step up and be heard.
Loving you.
There's no one at all. All your friends are out, and there's no one to call. What do you tell yourself when you're by yourself? Do you wonder why? And say, there's gotta be a better way. The holidays are tough to bear, and the late nights are worse. So you pray, God, when we lift this devil's curse. The love of a son or daughter is great. It is wonderful. It cannot be compared or measured to another. But now you yearn for that love, that joy and happiness from a significant other. Wait a minute. Is my pager on? Is my phone still hooked up? Not a beep or ring in days. What? I must admit, I do enjoy the downtime. You know, flow solo, gather my thoughts and stuff, but this is ridiculous. Someone to share the sunset and watch the moon rise. I want to see the stars twinkle in dusk and her eyes. Come, my darling, come, my love. Let's face the joy and pain together. Tread the deepest ocean. Yes, we can. You and I, forever. The heart of a lonely man. Thank you.
Number tonight is 347-826-9842.
Okay. I want a real one, a real woman.
She's not like all those others. She's not simple. I'm attracted to her organs between her temples. Yes, the mental. She's that someone. The one I want to click with like automated digits. Chemistry creates a candy-coated confectious concoction that constructs a canvas captured in my cardiovascular. Repetitive heart rhythms, beats, emotions. For the one time, I feel alive. Finding that puzzle piece that completes us. Her imperfection is perfection. Her soul is a masterpiece, crafted divine by the heavens. It was as if I myself imagined her, but I would never imagine this. because this is better than anything that I've ever imagined. This goes far beyond any physical attributes. The essence of true beauty, beauty that can't be defined or explained, the type of beauty that scholars and philosophers have been trying to decipher for centuries, the beauty of finding someone that feels like you feel, the beauty of finding someone that is what you are, the beauty that cuts tender into your subconscious, having no choice but to bleed love and understanding. And now I smile with an open wound, waiting for her to come.
I want a real one.
I'm attracted to her feminine side. I'm attracted to her wild and playful side. I'm attracted to her strong and independent side. I'm attracted to her political hippie side. I'm attracted to everything about her inside. And as an added bonus, the gods have blessed her with having a sexy exterior or an outside, which is why I'm smiling, because I'm attracted to all of she, because she's the molded perfection that in the ancient days would have made grown men stop in mid-battle and build temples in her honor, and then scribble on the temple walls a bit of poetry, all in honor of Southern Hummingbird she, which is why I stopped my daily task and wrote a love song and commanded the birds outside to sing it for me. For you are my concubine, my girlfriend for life in this world when sometimes it seems like I have no friends. And as corny as it may sound, I hope you're there to the end. For you are my woman, you are my favorite sheport, you're my lady friend, you're my favorite midsummer night's wet dream. You're all things made possible under God, given flesh, sassiness, and reason, which is why I'll forever be attracted to you, to all of you, because you're living proof that love stories do come true, black woman, and I love you.
I want a real one.
Guess it's easier for you to swallow if I start to smile. When a female fires back, suddenly they talk and don't know how to act. So that's what a little boy would do, making up a few false rumors. Now for story's not a man to me, it's not a name for popularity. He said you only get seen through under the sea. But now it's time for me to come and give you more to say.
Bye. just can't understand. If a guy have three girls and he's a man, he can even give us some head and sex a roar. If a girl do the same, then she's a whore. But the table's about to turn, I bet my fame on it. Cats take my ideas and put their name on it. It's alright though, you can't hold me down. I got to keep on moving. Who am I doing for the man who be trying to max? Do it right back to him and let that be that. You need to let him know that his name is black. And little Kim and Christina Aguilera got your back.
You After Dark, I'm your host, the Angelic Poetess. Call in number 347-826-9842.
Keep your friends close and your enemies close. Man, fuck that shit. Some of my so-called friends are the very same ones that threw me in a roast and left a brother hanging. Since it's like that, I'm banging on all you motherfuckers. Y'all done sparked the nigga that might have been who was seething within, so we about to bring the motherfucking ruckus. I don't give a fuck who got a problem with us, because right now, it ain't about you. Well, maybe it is, but not the way you think. Because see, it's about how you flip the script at the blink of an eye. What the fuck have I done you had to dismiss me on the sly? Motherfuckers knew the situation at hand, knowing I was trying and doing the best I can. All I asked for was a little help to reach my objective, not having a reason to be more perceptive to the ones I thought I knew well. But just like a tortoise, they done came out the shell and showed me their ass, and I'm supposed to forget about it and let it pass. Not so fucking fast. Because now, I'm locked and loaded, ready to put your ass on blast. This is one of the very reasons why black people can't get no fucking way as a community. Because between a group of enemies and friends, there's bound to be one enemy hiding among the ranks of friends. You looking at your real enemies watching for a sneak attack, but all the while there's an enemy within your circle of friends waiting to get you jacked. Even someone I considered my worst enemy is being civilized to me now. So what the fuck am I supposed to think or who to trust now? I don't know, and I really don't give a fuck right now. I just know for a fact that family would do you wrong before friends. But now some of my supposed friends have left my ass hanging in the bench. How easy is it for a nigga like me to be set off in a beast like DMX? Well, you're looking at it. Because right now, I'm about to have a fucking fit. Family bloodline done used, abused, and disrespected me, telling me I was going to be a nobody. That's why now the bloodline almost don't mean shit to me. The only one I would claim from the bloodline already rests in heaven above. I just hope when I see her, I'll become that white dove instead of a black crow or raven. Alright, now I'm just blazing with a fury most have never even seen before. So do yourself a favor, don't become collateral damage by knocking on my door. Solitude is the only cure for this level of fury. Ian, I can't tell who's real or about it anymore, this will have to do surely. If you know this don't apply to you, then there's no reason for you to feel some kind of way. But if you're still offended or feel some type of way, then fuck you anyway.
Set adrift on memories of you. question to the experts. Assuming that there are some out there, but probably alone, solitaire. I can remember when I caught up with a pastime intimate friend. She said, but you're probably gonna say I look lovely, but you probably don't think nothing of me. She was right though, I can't lie. She's just one of those corners of my mind, and I just put her right back with the rest. That's the way it goes, I guess.
Are minimal, just a pen and this torn pad. To you, it means nothing. But to me, this is my life. I have nothing, just my thoughts, my words, my beliefs, and his anointing. I leave my soul exposed on these lines when I race every stage. You see confidence, but you don't see the inner demon that ponders. How many more nights in distant cities with people that know my name for just 6 minutes? 6 minutes? 6 minutes, 6 minutes to find sun. You on, on. My mouth.
See, some stories are hard to tell, not knowing where to begin, fearful of the outcome, suffering from depression brought on by an illness I had no control over. Where tumor cells overtake your body, growing rapidly. Here I was, 31, and cancer got the best of me. Not knowing what to do or how to deal with the conception of this illness leads me into a state of depression, pushing people away, not wanting to be close to anyone, hurting people I love, not wanting them to know my pain. For the first time in my life, I cried openly, praying for answers, still pushing away deeper and deeper into oblivion. Self-destruction, more than a thought. Drinking became my pastime, followed by endless sorrows. There had to be more, but ignorance kept me blind. Looking eagerly and searching for answers, my ignorance faded. Amazing how one can learn when death is knocking on your footsteps, constantly being tired, cancer cells spreading, tumors getting bigger, being embarrassed of the nature of my illness, how it grew, where it grew. Knowing something was wrong, how my right testicle kept swelling, she noticed it, asking me questions I couldn't answer. Her seeing the tumor grow, telling me to seek a doctor, fight of what it might be, kept me. Being at the clinic, doctors touching me, their hands all over my genitals, telling me what I already knew. We need to run tests just to see if it's cancerous. Receiving a phone call 4 hours later scared me. Emotions of fear take over my consciousness, my stomach turning, twisting, nervous of the outcome, telling me to come back. They needed to talk to me. Tears falling like waterfalls. My worst fear came to be true. Cancer. The killer of so many of my family, now my burden too. Weeping like a baby, I look for comfort, only to find it at the bottom of a bottle. Still reaching for another, telling me that it's curable. Moving quickly, it's vital. Tumor cells are spreading rapidly. 2 weeks later, dressed in a hospital gown, they laid me on the cutting board, subduing me with anesthesia. Eyes closing, only to awaken to a feeling of discomfort, removing my ill-grown tumor, not being able to move, doped out on morphine. 7 days of rest, trying to walk, but couldn't. Cutting me like a C-section, giving birth to tumor cells, my muscles weakened from distortion. Cut by the instruments, walking was a task on its own. Feeling vulnerable, less than a man, friends not being friendly except for a few, receiving minimum phone calls divided by the number of friends equals the rest of them being full of shit. Loved ones, family, not being around when you needed them. That wanting to go home, stay with a true friend, her taking care of me on top of the burden that she already had. Thanking her constantly, radiation fatiguing me, chemo weakens me, loss of hair and control of emotion, missing her loving ways, wanting to rekindle, lost love drove she away. I am sorry for saying what I said to you that day. Emotionally attacking her with verbal cancer was not the plan. Again, I am sorry. Suffering from 2 forms of cancer, one medical, the other emotional. Realizing that one is treatable, the other isn't. Some wounds will heal, others leave cuts and scars. Now, medically cured, but emotionally wounded. But they say, with time, all heals.
trying to function fine, adjusting time away from fucking climbing out the corner. See, I was born and thrown away in the right petals, a forgotten rebel. Having the absence of heaven's heavy hand to develop an evident level of benevolence, so it's probably better I sold my soul to the devil. Now this is a message to anyone I've met that thinks they know me. Don't pretend to understand none of the issues that I'm holding. See, I was in a rush to grow up. Well, look, Mom, no cuts. Just the stomach of disgust and the fear that I might go nuts this year. If I don't slow up, I'll see you on my way. One day this shit will kill me. Yes, it's okay. I mean, I've lost all faith in a world so full of hate. And I don't fucking love music. I just use it to escape.
Yeah.
If my shoes could fit on you, you might listen to the shit I do while sifting through this simplistic view. There's no specific rules, kid. Just do whatever interests you. Introducing the Corona Bowl to high by me and smile. I'm angry at the universe for the way she treats me now. It keeps me down, stealing all my energy. I'm feeling like my enemy. Feeling my identity, not dealing with my tendencies. I peel the skin and then I squeeze the real imprinted head disease. Not healing in a century, I'm kneeling to the entity who built this penitentiary as filthy as a centipede and guiltless in a sense because he was willing to just let me bleed while I wore a game face. Yo, dig, in 10 years, don't check for me. In 10 years, don't check for me. In 10 years, don't check for me. I'll be in the same place. This planet's just an overpopulated mental hospital. And each zombie walking around constitutes another obstacle. So here it is. He finally comes out of his shell and says all 19 years of his life he's been in conflict with himself. Oh my God. Really? Insecure about every facet of the existence, from the addictions to the condition I choose to live in. Who are you kidding? I suffer from excess anxiety, a product of pollution in American society. Stare into my eyes and see the hell that burns inside my mind. And I don't longer have an ego I can hide behind. But I've been fine, you know, disregarding this insanity. The psych crisis lies right in the psyche of humanity. Might be handy to bite the hand that force-fed me education for a decade and 3 years of headaches for my peers.
Yeah.
But see, now I realize I could have learned more on my own. They taught me how to know everything, except my soul, which is everything I need to grow, you know? Everything that keeps me whole, everything that ever meant anything to ideas. So I leap a goal and hope to rip the leash that holds my focus. But gotta remember, the fact remains the same. You're still bound by chains. Now it really don't matter if your chain is 10 feet or 100 feet. Fact remains the same. You're still bound by chains. Some people say I've changed and it's harder to relate to me. Good. I never liked you. Our friendship was make-believe. Peeling the mask back and revealing the wrath that's been filling my organs, drilling distorted short portions of morbid masochistic torture, unfortunately crafted interest to orbit my portrait and inflict my image with disorder. The minutes get shorter. The walls start to close in. It feels like the brain is hanging on by one clothespin. I've hidden in the darkness for too long. I mean, we can all make it look all right when on the inside it's all wrong. I want it to get easier. I think everybody does. Maybe it can for a man or machine or whatever the hell I am. I stand alone. Burn every bridge over the troubled water. See? No longer hiding from my personality disorder. You want to die my life? Well, come and stay in Madness's favorite little corner. Because even shadows have shadows. And the secrets are eating me eagerly, feeding to scream my dreams away, but they keep on defeating me. See, even shadows have shadows. Welcome to the dusty subconscious of an actor who murdered his childhood to stop the audience's laughter. See, even shadows have shadows. So don't judge my book by its cover. Because my story's just as fucked up as any other.
Hey, Clown Mantra Poetry After Dark. I'm your host, the Angelic Poetry.
Oh, God.
Shout out to everyone that's in the chat room and listening on the line. The calling number is 347-826-9842. We do have open mic. Looking forward to hearing from some of you guys and gals.
Gazes diligently as she quivers slightly beneath the exhilarating emotion seeping from trailing fingertips, kissing the nape of her neck, along dainty cheekbones to that one strand of hair out of place. Oh, how it warms his soul to be in the midst of her perfectly imperfect aura, simmering in the countless blessings she bestows to the one man bold enough to love her unconditionally. Though he knows their time together will soon come to pass, as cancer defines her current state of being, voraciously eating away at her insides, yet unable to pierce the barriers of her spirited soul, with rings that have recently found their rightful place in matrimony, he vows to embrace each indulging kiss, each faithful word of adoration that escapes soft lips dipping soulfully into his consciousness. Each fleeting moment passed that affirmed his timeless tranquil reflection found in her eyes. You see, not even death was strong enough to break the infinite bond threading life to life. So he caters to the cinders flickering in her arms, thriving in the abyss of his core, stemming from a companion he'd known forever. You see, she was the Eve God created to be his wife. And even when breath can no longer sustain life, he will not falter to live in the light she implored. He is love.
He captures her majestic eloquence in visual snapshots. Her inner and outer loveliness, both reflective of the other. Her spirit is unbreakable. Her soul as pure as falling snow. She is all that is beautiful. And he can see into her as if she were made of crystal. Though Kesha may eventually claim her life, it has no bearing on this moment in time they share. This moment cannot be stolen. It will be his to relive every day, and hers to take into the afterlife. At this point, the future is of no consequence. It is the now, the sweetness of her kiss, the strength of his embrace, the energy that emanates from both of them into each other as their fingers interlock. The sensations of their kisses find places upon their skin to linger. Their bodies move through each other perfectly, purposely, as if she was him and he was she. Their passion is music, each movement lyrics, their desires to please verses, their pleasure, the completed song. His tears are not of sorrow, but of love and admiration. She opens her mouth to receive them, to take them into the depths of her universe. The tip of his tongue finds her tears. They are indeed sweet and intoxicating. His eyes close. He can hear the story within them. A story that can only be told to him. Even when death departs with her, every day she shall be resurrected within him. For their thoughts are immortal. She is all that is relevant to him. Spiritually, emotionally, passionately. She is love.
First, I dive hungrily catch a butterfly and spread its wings, giving me the finest growth as your voice sings. Effortlessly, my arms lift you to a different plane, so that my entire face may be wet with your rain. Rock and bury yourself upon me as I reach for luscious peaks.
Okay, sounds like the BTR is cutting the track off, so I do apologize for that. If you guys want to call in and spit a piece, the number 347-826-9842. Not sure if we're going to be able to play any more tracks on that because it looks like it's snapping most times that I play. We're going to try this again. But in the meantime, call in and let's spit some pieces.
I wanna get so drunk that I can't breathe. You see, my mother finally apologized for beating on me. She took my soul and turned it into nothing, so nothing is what I have become. So I want to get so drunk that I am numb, because reality is too real and I can't face the bills that come knocking at my door. I take my bread and go buy lick, which I love to pour. Love to breathe, lick is what I need to succeed, to be me, to be free, to understand my society. You see, I have become another statistic and now I'm caught up in the mix. But tonight, I want to mix dark with light, intertwine the two and smoke on those blues, which give me clues to my life that I once knew. So I want to get so drunk that I black out, not remembering the hoe I macked out. And I say hoe because she is hindering of the ethics to me. It makes no sense how you can love me, lick my clit, then suck a nigga's dick all in the same night. But you say, baby, I love you. Yeah, right. But love to you was a quick fix of your hormones, which needed to be tamed. And I tamed, maimed, charcoaled your hormones with my flame of the tongue. But I was so dumb, because in the morning you were gone, just like everybody else in my life. So I want to get so drunk that lick is what I sweat, and lick is what I cry, because I cry tears of the youth I lost, paying the cost of a mentally ill mother who used me as a punching bag, screaming in my ear, I am nothing, now I'm struggling to be something, but I fear life, I fear a challenge, and now I'm unbalanced, and the Bible says I'm an abomination to the creation of life. So I want to get so drunk that my eyes are rolling around in my head like I'm already dead, because that's how I feel. I want the movement to arise, but the movement can't move unless I get my life right. So fuck getting drunk today, I want to get high. So high that I can feel my heartbeat out of my chest. Want to take off this vest so I can shoot myself in the chest and let the bullet explode in my heart, because my heart is no longer an organ. It has already been stolen, so I guess the bullet won't wound me. It would just come out through my back, causing me to face the facts that God has put me on this earth for a reason. But I'm tired of the people acting like seasons coming and going out of my life. But then again, I do the same thing, so maybe I'm the one to blame. But the world can't be like Cheers, where everybody knows your name. But it can be Jeopardy, with the final question being, why are you here? Why do you love me only to leave me? Love me only to beat me? Love me only to take my identity, causing me to have a crisis? And I'm tired of this life shit, and I'm begging you to end it for me, like you did when you spread my legs after I screamed for you to stop, and you penetrated and had the audacity to be elated when I told you that your unwanted child was growing inside of me. So I killed that seed, killing a part of me, but I was only 16 and I never told a soul, and you were so bold to see me 4 years later and try to shake my hand, the same hand you put over my mouth and open your mouth telling me to shut the fuck up. So I want to get drunk first, then get high. I want to drink to ease the pain and get high to balance out my drunkenness, causing me to go into convulsions, because these voices in my head got me all fucked up. And I know after hearing this you probably think I'm crazy or too lazy to fix my life, but just because you fix something doesn't mean it will always be the same. A crackhead can stop using crack, but that doesn't mean the monkey's officially off his back. But I'm trying to come back, I'm trying to get my life back. So I must take a step back from me, step back from the world, step back from her. But I can't, because I can't put the bottle down. Damn.
Sticks and stones break bones, but a name can change your self-concept. My ancestors met with far too much pain and suffering for me to hold this aside in nothing. So don't look to me for your shimmying or your shucking. What you see is what you get. Don't expect me to show up bare-chested with my pants hanging around my thighs. I mean, I know me and my brethren are despised, but I'm not in the satisfaction business. And y'all got COs and POs and PDs and jails and an entire news media infrastructure with all types of advertising time to sell and a whole Fox News network dedicated to making us fail. And every time I leave my house, the police are searching around for a number one male. And you can call me all the racial slurs you want behind my back, but the cream is how I see myself. Only God could judge me, and as long as what's inside still love me, then other than our creator, only my will to survive is above me. And you can cuff me and arrest me, because your entire system is corrupt. In this belly of the beast, I'm a man to say the least, but bigger than that, America, I'm a self-construct. So conduct your fake news reports on my level of education, or whether I pay child support, or if ladies consider me a gentleman, or whether I'm capable of articulating my every sentiment. I'm a man, whether in a mansion or a tenement. And I stand my ground like Tiananmen, which is why I take my brethren and blow aside and tell them racists call you that name for the purposes of genocide. And I love you to death, but if you feel closer to them inside, then I guess you and your oppressor get to call you whatever you like. But eventually they want to see you dead or in a cell. And if that's the future you see for yourself, then I guess it makes sense that you would identify with a name that would compel you to fail. But whatever any of us have done, any of us can do, brothers are nothing if not tough. And I make money. Money don't make me. I cannot be bought or sold. I'm a self-construct.
Continues to buy. those 30 silver pieces that got my people's mind blown. 30 silver pieces are the seeds that were sown. 30 silver pieces stole my piece of peace. 30 silver pieces paid in full to the beast.
I'm gonna make a do what a do, baby.
Hearing you in the consciousness of my conscience, telling me that the feel of my kiss is like the warmth of a granny made quilt in the heart of a Colorado winter. You then take a trip to the subpart of my conscience, now telling me that the most secure comfort you feel is when you fix yourself between the thickness of my arms, forever open to receive you at any time. I get informed by you that the melodic words of praise and encouragement flowing from my lips to your spiritual ears lift you to the highest level of esteem for oneself. Upon receiving the flow of words from your lips to my ears, I feel the greatest sense of honor knowing that you trust me enough to allow me to be your comfort. While you sit down next to me, my mind goes into the spasms of random thoughts until I lift up my eyes, turning my head to the right of me, resting them on the vision of you. Something strange begins to happen. I begin to see you from inside out. The sheer beauty and strength of your essence becomes all-consuming. Flashes of you and I appear in my mind. Us taking long-distance trips by car just because we want to do so. Dancing from this time to that, finally realizing the hour has moved from 6 to 8, only for it to seem like just seconds have passed. Hearing you tell me how you love me, just before I step to the mic to spit, I cry. Like a scene from the perfect movie, you kiss me, sending my mind and spirit into orgasmic eruptions that never end. The next vision is us, hands intertwined as the obstacles of life come from many directions. However, we are part of one another's stability. Therefore, we will be here one for the other, like the air we breathe. Then I see how we always make love as if each time would be the last. Coming full circle, and he starts these visions. I know beyond any doubt that you are my best friend, the keeper of my heart, flesh of my flesh, spirit of my spirit, for a lifetime.
You're tuned in to Poetry After Dark. I'm your host, the Angelic Poetess, and we're going to open up a call of mine, the Educated Poet.
What up? What up? What up? This be your boy, the Educated Poet, chilling out with my partner in rhyme, the first lady of the urban spoken word movement, none other than the Angelic Poetess. How you be?
I am really worn out. I had a very long drive. And when I did that long drive, I didn't get what I wanted to get. So, you know.
Well, let's talk. I'm going to hush.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hush. That's because you was driving the wrong way. But, All right, I'm going to share a piece with you. I think I remember you liking this piece. I'm not sure if you did or not. I haven't read in a little while, but it's called My So-Called Life. Let's take a trip down memory lane and go to a place where everybody knows my name. Back when I had some happy days as I was learning the facts of life. You know, I was happy in our full house where three was a crowd, but 8 was enough. Back when all I wanted to do was move to Dallas and build my dynasty on Falcon's Crest. I lived on a street called Sesame, which was powered by the electric company. I lived in room 227, where my neighbors were Laverne and Shirley, Mork and Mindy, and Joni and Chachi. And we had some good times living next to the Jeffersons. Now, they have some green acres in Petticoat Junction, which is located in the Big Valley. There they live next to some hillbillies in Beverly Hills 90210. Now, let me tell you about my family. First, I'm going to start off with my aunt and my uncle. She's Dr. Quinn, the medicine woman, and he's Quincy, the M.E. Now, they have a son named Trapper John, and he also is an M.D. You know, they have a family practice, and they work in the ER at St. Elsewhere. Now, before I go any further, let me stop and tell you about my mom and my pops. Would you believe that they were both cops? In my house, there was always law and order. They were rookies together in the police squad, which was also called Hill Street. There they served in the NYPD Blue. They served as the NYPD Blue under the command of Barney Miller in the 13th Precinct. Mom worked in homicide, and Dad was a member of SWAT. Dad also used to work undercover in New York at the station on 21 Jump Street. Now, eventually, they transferred down to Miami, where Dad went into Vice and Mom became a CSI. Now, when I was in school, I was always at the head of my class. Whenever I got in trouble, I was always saved by the bell. And at the beginning of every school year, we would welcome back Mr. Carter. Thus ends this chapter of My So-Called Life, a.k.a. Adventures in TV Land, by yours truly, the Educated Poet.
Oh, Silky, Silky now. You know I ain't never ready for you. Right? Hold up. Wait for it. I'll get that from.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
You too can blast off on the mic. 347-826-9842. That was a public announcement by DeAngelo Coates.
You know, I think I just found my next trivia question for my show.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm gonna give it to you, so you don't hurt this for everybody. This is gonna be the trivia question on the midnight show. So you getting the heads up.
Okay.
I'm gonna read my poem again, My So-Called Life. And the trivia question will be, how many TV shows do I actually mention in this poem?
Very good. I like that.
So that means you have to pay. That means when I read it, people gonna have to pay attention.
Pretty much. Well, it looks like someone else is ready to step up to the mic. So we're gonna keep this moving. Are you gonna stay on the line, Stephen?
No, I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna listen online because you know I told you I got it. Live streaming, and when I have a lot, it's actually coming through louder through my live stream that actually is on Blog Talk. So
wow. Oh, well, before you go, please let everyone know what's going on tonight on BTL.
Okay, coming up tonight at 10 p.m. Pacific and Mountain, 12 a.m. Central, and 1 a.m. Eastern will be the Poetic Uprising Late Night Poetry Show, hosted by none other than yours truly, the CEO of Poetic Uprising and the co-founder of the Urban Spoken Word Nation, the Educated Poet. The show will be on air for 3 hours, so please feel free to come get your poetic freak on with me.
I know that's right. And we get wild, boy, so check it out.
All right.
All right.
See you later.
See you later. Next up is 646.
Hey, what's good? How are you?
All right. This got to be Manny, right?
That's the one and only.
I know that's right.
How you doing, love?
Doing pretty good. I'm a little tired, but, you know, I had to get this show on.
I feel you, man. It's been a long, stressful day for everybody, I think. You know what?
What's that?
If we do anything to stress us in life, how we know what's good? How we know how to relax? So use this, you know, to relax on later on.
Yeah.
You can't let stuff get you down, Ma. You can't stay tired all the time because sometimes you need to perk up and have a good time. That's what's up. So since you're feeling low, I'm going to read you a love poem. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's what's up. All
right. When our eyes are entwined by the twilight of the moon, my heart pounds with the sound of a smooth jazz melody. And when our fantasies turn into realities, my knees weaken, my soul, baby, my soul is longing. Longing for the warmth of your sensual body next to me, but can you make me scream like you do in my wet dreams? Well, I wish I could. I wish I could just hold you over and over and over again, just kissing you and caressing you to the days that we exist and we'll see every moment that I'm with you. You fulfill my deepest fantasy and take me straight into ecstasy. See, it's your passion alone that makes me stumble, trip, and fall deeper and deeper into this avenue called love. It's like you come straight out of a book with passion and romance or its body and structure. Mira, mami, tu mi corazón te amo. You're my heart, and I love you, and I just wanted you to know that your love makes me want to love you more and more and forevermore until we two cease to exist anymore. See, you are the rhythm to my soul, and that is how much I love you. And I just wanted to let you know what you mean to me. And that's it.
Appreciate you coming on and sitting that for me. Please let everyone know what's going down on GTR tonight.
Ah, man, I got this show. I'm just a trial show. I don't know if I'm going to keep doing it, but it's a trial show for right now. It's called The Late Night Groove right here on Blog Talk Radio. We can go. It starts at like 11 p.m. Central, 12 Eastern Standard Time, and that's what? But not, no. 8 p.m. Pacific or something like that, right?
Don't get me started, baby. I only can keep up with Eastern time.
It's going to coming on right after this show. So just
right.
Go www.blogtalkradio, spit something, type that into your URL, or call in 347-324-5085. It's going to be a dope show, man. I'm going to just have fun, rock out. And, you know, right after my show, or during halfway mark of my show, y'all should have check out the Educator Poet. You know what I'm saying? That's my dude, man. Y'all really should check my dude out. You know what I'm saying? Listen to me for an hour and then hit up my man. You know what I'm saying?
That's love.
No doubt. It's all about love. You know, April Sims, I don't know if you know who April Sims is, but she has this beautiful slogan, and I love what she says. We are greater than one.
Mm.
No, actually, it's like, we are greater than I. You know what I'm saying? So, it's we are greater than I because we are all family, and that's what we got to do. We got to give love no matter what.
Right.
So, you know, hey, I'm thinking about it. My dude, the Educator Poet, you know, he does this shit how many hours a night? I'm telling you. I seen this dude one time on from like 3 p.m. until like 3 a.m. doing 12 hours on BTR, pumping
yeah.
his You know what I mean? Y'all give that brother some love and some support. He's putting
right.
it out there. He's giving something for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you can't do nothing like that, you know, step away. Step off. This brother, man, straight up just, you know, showing love to everybody. And he don't ever turn anyone away. So, yo, fam, the Educator Poet, you know I got much love for you. You keep doing your thing, man. Teach us.
There you go.
There you go. He said, like, that was last week. You know what I'm talking about. But that's my dude. Also, give much love to this show because this show should be pumped up. That should be, like, the chat, you know, the call line should be, like, crazy right now. Crazy. Show this person some love, you know. Show the poetic, show the angelic poetress. Mad love. I'm still used to calling you by the other name. That's why.
I know, baby. It's okay.
You know what I'm saying? Show us some mad love, man. Because they, you know, they give up their time to host this show. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of commitment, and a lot of work goes into creating these shows. A lot. You got to put promotion on it. You got to make sure that you got people to come through. You got to make sure that you have your music up, your poetry up, all of that. So this takes a lot of time. It's not just something that. People were like, oh, I guess I'm just creating a show. This takes time to build. So give these people some love. All these BTR hosts, for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For I mean, I know I'm preaching or whatnot, but hey, truth is truth.
Oh, I'm just teasing you. That's really what they need to know, and if they don't already know, they should already know. But as I always say, for us to keep this going, it takes y'all, for real.
For real. It takes the people to acknowledge what's going on. You know, I'm just trying to show mad love. Everybody that's in the chat room, you know what I'm saying? Show some love to the host. Just type in, yo, much respect, much love, or something. Show the host some love. Because that's, you know, they do this on their own free time. And some of these hosts have families. And I'd rather be with my family than be, you know, hosting the show. But they do this because they love what they do. They love this craft so much. So give them some love. Big ups, for real. As a matter of fact, I'm going to start it off right now. Much love to you, baby. Much love.
Thank you.
No doubt. I'm going ahead and go back into the chat room and let these other people that are right behind me spit some poems. And, Robbie, you better get on this line, too. And no disrespect. Get on this mic. You know you want to be on there. Anyway, I'm out of here. Y'all be blessed.
All right. You too, then.
The host. Bye-bye.
Bye. I know that's right. That's right. 347-826-9842. And to the listeners on the line, I would like to hear from you as well. You know who I'm talking to. I ain't even going to put your name out there, but you know who I'm talking to. All right, we're going to keep this flowing. I'm going to come back and bring the educated poet on the line.
Thank you.
and support you after dark. I'm your host, the Angelic Poetry. Oops. Hold on, I'm about to open up my name here. Be educated.
What's going on, Dap?
Chilling. Winding down.
I just had to call back in because, you know, this done turned, this done went from a poetry show to a mutual admiration society. And yeah, it has, because, you know, I mean, I just want to go ahead and say, you know what, Manny, what you just said, that caught me completely off guard. You know, I was not expecting any of that. I didn't even know that you know, that you felt that way of my show. I'm honored, and coming from somebody with, at your stature in not even just in the spoken word community, but in the BTR community, that means a lot for me. Because, you know, you were doing this way before I started. So with me being basically one of the newest kids on the block, and to have earned not only your respect, DAP, but Manny's and some other people's, that's just humbling to me. And I just wanted to let people know that's true. I know how much work you put into doing your show. I can't speak for nobody else. But with the amount of work that you put in doing your show, there's no reason why you should have this amount of people in your chat room. Hello?
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, hold on for a second. I gotta plug my phone back in before the battery died, because I don't want to lose connection. I mean, there's no way. I mean, when I first started coming, you were the first person on BTR to show me love. And when I first started coming to your show, it took me like forever to get on now. But that was before everybody think like Manny said, oh, let me just throw a show on and we can do it. And I said, no, you know, all y'all that's out here doing this, y'all watering down the community, because we only have so much to pull from in this pool. So if we done went from like 3 shows on a Saturday that came on total to 8 shows starting at 10 o'clock, and you ain't bringing in your own audience, what do you expect the people to go to? You know, I mean, I know this ain't the time. I know we were talking about we're going to have a topic show on BTR etiquette, but you know, after Manny just said that, I just felt like coming in and saying something, because, you know, he floored me when he said, okay, y'all check out my show for an hour, then come check out my show. I'm like, that just like, you know, I'm just feeling all the love right now, so I just had to come and I just had to call and say something. You know?
Okay. That's
what but with that being said,
to answer what you said, for me, I've been here for so long, and I've seen the ups and downs with the BTR stuff, and it's cool. I'm going to keep doing what I do, but, you know, it doesn't stop what I want to do. If it's,
right.
You know, if it's like chat room crazy that day, that's a good look. And if it's not, you know, that's also good as well, because the show is going to go on no matter what.
Yeah, but, like, you know, I mean, I'm you know, me and you, but I just want to let you know, and I'm publicly saying this, Don't give up. I mean, you know, because you're doing a great thing. You know, you inspire. I mean, you know, I mean, because you inspire me. I mean, this is not just in poetry, but this is because we talking real life. So you inspire me on BTR, and you I consider you as a true friend. So, you know, if you ever need my support, you know, you got it. You know, I'm just a phone call, email, instant message away, you know. So, and same thing for Manny, you know, because, like, you know, when Manny's brother-in-law passed, you know, I mean, I stopped my show to do, what they call that, a moment of silence, you know, and that's just love, you know.
Right.
I'm not doing this for me, because, like Manny said, there's a whole lot of things I could be doing than spending 12 hours on BTR. I actually did a calculation. I spend more time on BTR than I do my job.
Mm-hmm. Ain't never mind about the hardest working man in BCL. He's mad.
Right. You know, so. But I know what I was about to say. I ain't never gonna come on your air without having nothing prepared. So since I done did a little talking, I ain't got no problem with spitting something. Because this is an open mic show after all, right?
After all.
Okay. At this time, I feel like sharing a piece entitled Thug Passion. Or would you rather hear A Letter to My Friends? I'm going to leave it up to you. Which one you want to hear?
Ooh. A Letter to My Friends.
All right. Give me a minute. All right. See, I'm going to always defer to what the host asks. All right. Give me a moment to get in character. All right. Here is A Letter to My Friends. To whom it may concern. This goes out to all my fake-ass friends, my so-called friends, those only come around when times are good type friends, those stab you in the back type friends, those brother can I get a dime type friends, those let me hold some in type friends, those kick a brother when he's down type friends, those try to fuck my girl type friends. To you, I say, I forgive you. When in reality, all I want to say is, fuck you. But that wouldn't be the Christian way, and I'm not going to go to hell for the actions, or lack thereof, that you portray, put on display, and cause me so much dismay. So please get the hell out of my way. So that I can have a peace of mind, I have to say goodbye to all my fake-ass friends, my so-called friends, my only come around with times the good type friends, my stab you in the back type friends, my brother can I get a dime type friends, my kick a nigga when I'm down type friends, and my try to fuck my girl type friends. But now that I've made on top, don't stop and try and talk to me when you see me on the block. Because, Playboy, I really don't need you trying to hold my jock. But if by chance you choose to insist and to persist, then I won't be able to resist forcing you to suck my Glock like your girl does my cock. Damn, I feel so much bad I done got that off my chest. Now, I hope you let this shit rest before you end up with a hole in your chest. Before you end up resting in pieces, please let me have some peace of mind so that I can get back on my daily grind. And please, I say God, please don't make me have to rewind, because if I do, then I just might have to kill you. Fake ass and you so-called friends, plus you only come around with times of good times, and you tried to stab this brother in the back type friends, and all y'all that tried to fuck my girl type friends. But, in closing, I just want to say that I've reached the end of fucking around with fake ass and so-called friends. Now it's time for me to begin a journey that will find me some true ass friends, like Manny the Poet. Some dog I got your bag type friends, Robbie Baby Poor Damore, and a few out of die type friends, like the D'Angelic Poet. Sincerely, the Educated Poet, a.k.a. the motherfucking Dark Knight. And that's that piece.
Oh, shoot, I love it. You can't recite it. I'm sorry. You can't recite it to me.
I try, but you, I know I can't retire when you come around, when I'm around your show, because I know if I give you the choice, you're going to ask me for one or two poems. And for you, I will always deliver.
That's what's up, baby. I appreciate the love. I really do.
Oh, I'm going to ask JJ, and she didn't get the question. This is the Educated Poet that just got finished sharing A Letter to My Friends. And if you didn't enjoy that piece, that means for somebody, you was one of them friends I was talking about, and I feel sorry if you were.
Oh, well. Well, guys, in light of the King of Pop, happy birthday. Rest in peace, all in the same. We're going to play a track by Michael Jackson. Here we go.
Trust in my heart and meet me in paradise. Girl, you're every wonder in this world to me. A treasure time won't steal away. Listen to my heart, lay your body close to mine. Fill you with my dreams, I can make you feel alright. And baby, through the years, gonna love you more instead. So I promise you tonight that you will always be the lady in my life. Lay back in my tenderness. Let's make this a night we won't forget. But girl, I need your sweet caress. Oh.
your attempt and support you after dark. And I'm your host, the Angelic Poetess. It's been a lovely night with all these guys, and I want to leave you with this. Usually don't read pieces on the show, but I'm going to read one tonight. Very short piece titled In Your Eyes. In your eyes lies my comfort dwelling, a place where I can live forever. I try not to distress those eyes, but they keep me alive. It shows me that there is hope when I look. An open book, a guide, is there for me. Heaven sent thus, I must cherish and protect. Not perfect, temptation has its way with me. And I sometimes can be blinded from your truth. Love brings me back, for it has no boundaries. Touching my emotions, it changes me. Molds me into the righteous part of you. At times I feel once you, so in tune. A power beyond understanding, this force is so great. Straightforward with no U-turn with you and me. This is meant, so I sacredly submit. You supply so generously, moving heaven and earth. This woman's worth, you are very much aware. So through the rain, through the sunshine, you will always be my lifeline. And that's that peace. And with every good thing, it must come to an end. Peace and blessings. And hope to see you guys Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we do Poetry After Dark's early edition.
Second time around, but before you go, this something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies. Sing it.
gave me your love. You gave me your son. Now I say it.